Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Game XYZ.
Hey.
Oh, yeah. It actually already queued that song up, Jason. That's why I played that. But, yeah, I love that song. I love that song.
So many yeses for that song for Demi Lovato.
Who is it?
Demi Lovato.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
That's my girl. Me and her are the same age. We're both from Dallas, Texas.
Oh, that's right. She is from Dallas. That's right.
Really? She actually just came out with a new video game, which is like aimed towards like teeny boppers. But I'm a really big Demi Lovato fan, so I've been missing from the last 3 days because I've been playing the video game.
Are you serious? What do you have to do in the game?
It's like one of those like lifestyle games, and so it's called like Path to Fame or whatever. So basically,
like
you're
the Kardashian young game, sort of.
It's very similar, yeah. So basically, you're a young girl, and you go to this Demi Lovato singing contest, and you win, and then you get to go on tour with Demi Lovato. So that's pretty much it. So it's like the experiences and the parties and the hotels and meeting. So it's like just very like fun and surreal, but it's
awesome.
Cute.
Awesome. Nice. Well, that sounds
again,
fun.
Very teeny bopper.
So
yeah.
you said you were sleeping the past 3 days. You've been playing the Demi Lovato game the past 3 days.
Right.
What about you, Jason? What's been going on with you?
Oh, just same shit, different day, working.
Okay.
Nothing really fascinating going on my end of my world, so.
Same old, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, well, all right. well, I don't know if you guys have been listening to what's been going on Twitter and what's been going on the web, et cetera, but I have, and one of the things I noticed today was they had, I don't know if you've ever heard of the website rentboy.com. Have you heard of that site?
Yeah, I've heard of it. Me and my friends make fun of it.
Okay.
Sometimes.
All right.
Never heard of it.
Well, just so for those of you who don't know, rentboy.com is a place where you can go and you can rent a boy, or you can rent a man. It's a gay prostitution or escorting site, basically, where you can go and hire an escort online, essentially meet them online and arrange it or whatever offline. Anyway, and it's a really huge site, and you know, there's escorts from all over the world on there. Anyway, today, or I think it was today, this morning or something, the CEO of that site was arrested. His CEO's name is Jeffrey Hurrent, and his employees and he were both are all arrested for international male prostitution ring. So I wonder what you thought about, first of all, I wanted to talk about that and then talk about prostitution in general and what your feelings are on that.
See, I think this is interesting because, you know, on this website, if you've ever looked at it, and like I said, I have, because me and my friends, it's kind of one of those things where you, like, sit on Craigslist and you read all the crazy shit people write. It's, like, very similar to that. So you go on there and you see all these people's pictures and the things that they write, and while the actual website never says anything explicit, it's like, you know, find your dream date. You know, but the pictures that the people post on there are obviously...
Well, the pictures on there are of their genitalia.
Right, they're looking to, you know...
And it says top, bottom, I mean, it tells you, I mean...
Right, yeah, it says day price, evening price, overnight
right.
price,
weekend there's
price.
No confusion,
you know what I mean?
About
like,
what it's really
very,
about.
It's very blatant.
Right.
But I, you know, I was always curious about how this was, like, legal. So I'm not surprised that this has kind of, like, gone down this way. Does it make it any different from the websites where people write on there like, oh, $99 hour massages? I mean, is that really different?
I don't think that. Well, first of all, I don't think that they're being arrested for prostitution in terms of the site. What they're being arrested for is running a prostitution ring out of the place that they were, that the company runs out of, meaning off of the site, they're running a prostitution ring, meaning they're having people come in there and whatever out of that particular location, and they haven't been paying their taxes on $10 million a year in income. So that is why they're being arrested. So, but even still, I think that no, I don't think it's any different. I think that the site itself is a conduit. So,
right.
Basically, people who go on there and looking for a company. The site is absolved, I think, from any wrongdoing because they're not actually doing anything. It's just a site. It's like going on to Match.com and then suing them because the
what they want to do,
exactly. Turn out right or something, right? So I think that that's okay. What about you, Jason? What do you think about it?
I've never heard of the site, so this is like literally my first time hearing about it.
Well, I mean, just the concept in general, or whatever, you know.
What was that?
Just the concept of it in general. What do you think about that?
Hey, if you want to go online and get you an escort, hey, if you like it, I love it.
That's right.
See, but I feel like this is one of those things where it's not openly gay guys that use this website. It's people that are in the closet, you know, people that want to keep that side of their life super hush-hush. Because if you're an openly gay man, you could go down to your fucking local gay neighborhood and it wouldn't be that hard to bring someone home.
Yes.
You
know what I
mean? So,
but you have to remember also, though, that this is not just about bringing someone home. It's about bringing someone's fantasy home. So not everybody can get their fantasy. Or like if somebody wants a guy who's, I don't know, a leather daddy or a twink or, I don't know, some guy who looks a certain way and perfect body, big dick, whatever, nice ass, whatever the case may be. And they can't necessarily go down to the corner store, as you say, and get it. I think that my point is there's probably are some gay guys on there who are openly gay who do go there for that reason. But I think you're right. The majority of the men on there are probably closeted or whatever. And I think it's perfectly fine. I personally think prostitution should be legalized. It is in Sweden and in the Netherlands and places like that. And the people actually get their own healthcare system and they get, so you know, they're clean and all that kind of stuff. And I don't think there's anything wrong with it because to me, it's the same thing as porn because in porn, the only difference is you're having sex in front of a camera and getting paid for it. Mm-hmm. Whereas prostitution, you're having sex in the privacy of a room or something and getting paid for it. So I don't really see the difference.
That's an interesting way to look at it. I never thought about that.
Well, I mean, I just don't see the difference. Food for thought. Yeah, I don't see the difference. Mm-hmm. Do you think prostitution should be legalized, Jason, or not? What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, why not? I mean, they might just go ahead and do it because, I mean, because it seems like the more people try to fight it, it seems like the more people are going to want to do it anyway.
Sure, yeah.
So I'm just like, hey, what the hell? Just like they should go ahead and legalize marijuana, but that's a different
situation. I agree with that.
There's so many negative things that coexist with prostitution, like gangs, minors in prostitution, mm-hmm. And the money that's involved in that. And,
right.
You know,
but that's why if it's legalized, you can regulate it. The government regulates it and watches, and they have to have licenses. They have to get inspections and mm-hmm. the health inspection, all these things. That's why those kinds of things, I think, would go far more by the wayside. It's not to say they would not exist at all, but it wouldn't be as prolific as it is now when it's an illegal activity, in my opinion.
Well, and I mean, I think that's true what you're saying. I mean, every strip club has a boom boom room. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? Like mm-hmm. it's. I do feel like now that I'm thinking about it a little bit more as we're talking about it, it is kind of one of those things that's out there. It's very open, but
it's an open secret. It's an open secret. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyway, but I just thought it was interesting, and I just think it's not really important. But speaking of that, though, and people who are on the down low, I don't know. I know, Jason, you don't watch the Housewives shows, do you? You watch Atlanta, right? But you don't watch New York.
New York.
I only watch Atlanta and. Orange County.
Oh, by the way, Orange County, I could talk about that for a while. But anyway, let me tell you about New York real quick. On New York, Kristen Takeman, the model, the skinny blonde model on there, her husband was found to have been on the Ashley Madison leak list. Have you guys heard about the Ashley Madison leak?
Yes,
or not?
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah, I've heard about it.
Okay, and Ashley Madison's a site for people who are on the down low, or whether they're gay or they're straight or whatever. Well, that's actually a straight site, but they have a gay version as well. And
they're married, right?
Like, and they're married. They've been married for a while, yeah. And they have a kid and everything. Okay. And he admitted, at first he denied it, and then he admitted that he was on the site, and he says he hopes he can move past it with his wife. And so, I don't know. I think that, what do you think about, how do I put this, guys who are on the down low, whether they're gay or straight or whatever, and whether they're, when I say down low, I mean both gay guys who are on the down low, as well as heterosexual guys who are cheating on their wives or whatever. Do you think that this kind of site should exist, this Ashley Madison site, for people or not?
The only difference between this and any other type of hookup site is that this is like a niche market, and it's all people that are married or in long relationships.
That's right.
It's kind of like richdaddy.com or whatever it is. It's just a niche website. So even if there wasn't this particular website, people would still, if they're married or in long-term relationships, they'd still be going to the other websites trying to make it happen.
Exactly.
Or they'd be on Craigslist or whatever it is trying to make it happen. Because if you want to go out and you want to cheat on your partner, you're going to do it.
That's right.
There's no it doesn't matter if the website existed. I mean, this is a tale as old as time.
And yeah, that's what I feel too. I mean, it's like the site is not to blame for people going on there. I mean, the site is kind of shady. It's kind of shady in a way.
It makes it easier. Yeah.
Seedy or whatever, but yeah, it makes it easier. But people, whether that site exists or not, they're going to go on match.com or sites that are more reputable and still say they're not married or not in a relationship and still cheat or whatever. So it doesn't really matter. You're right. What do you think, Jason?
People have been cheating on their husbands and wives long before Ashley Madison thought about. So
that's right.
They just made it more convenient for people to do it. Yeah. So,
and I think it's a smart business decision.
entrepreneurial. Yeah, charge everyone $20 a month or whatever it was that they're doing.
Yeah, exactly.
So I mean, if you want to make it convenient and shop around for someone else on the side in the privacy of your home, then I say, hey, go for it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, morally, is it right? No.
No. I don't think it's morally right either, but I think that, as you said, or as we all said, people are going to cheat. If they're going to cheat, they're going to cheat. Doesn't matter where they do it, they're going to cheat. So, whether it's...
I actually read, it was interesting, there was only 3 zip codes in the whole United States that didn't have a registered user on there.
What were they? Are we, what areas they were in?
It was, one was Arizona.
Uh-huh.
In the desert. One was Alaska, probably in an igloo. And the other one, I don't remember, but it was one of the headlines, if you look it up.
Oh, how funny. That's interesting.
3 zip codes in the whole country, yeah.
So I guess it got some monogamous people there, huh?
3 monogamous people.
Maybe. Okay, well.
This goes back to prove our point about the whole gay monogamous versus heterosexual monogamy.
Yeah. What? There's no difference?
You can't say it's only gay people that do this because three zip codes in the whole country.
Please. I mean, people who say that are ignorant to say that in the first place.
This is just, there you go. Here's a little,
Yeah, I mean, that's just stupid. Did you read about Joy Behar returning to The View?
Yes, I saw that she's back to The View with Candace.
What do you guys think about that?
I'm not going to watch it, but it will be interesting to see... her name's Joy Behar, is that right?
Yeah.
I want to say Joe for some reason. Joy Behar and Candace Cameron. I feel like
they are going to go at it.
That might be interesting.
I love Joy Behar, and I'm glad she's coming back.
She's a spitfire of the show, so she'll definitely...
She is, and I really am glad she's coming back, and I think she kind of will bring new life to the show, I hope. I will still watch it, because I'm just like a devoted kind of guy. I've been watching The View for so long.
She's loyal.
I am very loyal. So it's like, until it's dead in the water, and it's just like, they're all when they're like 80, 90 years old, I'll probably still be watching it, but whatever.
They're also saying that someone by the name of Paula Ferris is supposed to be.
Yeah.
I
don't know who that is.
Okay. I know who she is. She's a, I think I know who she is. She's a, she was a kind of a reporter, not a news reporter, but like an anchor type chick. And she was, I can't remember what channel she was on, but she's kind of got dark hair. I've seen her a million times. I know who she is. I just don't know who she is. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I know who she is, but I don't know who she is. I totally know the name.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see if Candace Cameron can make it a full year. I don't know.
Well, Candace Cameron, I cannot stand the bitch when she comes on the screen.
I feel like it's going to be everybody against her every single show.
I don't know. Whoopi is very balanced, of course, but then she does get kind of riled up sometimes about stuff, and she's very liberal like I am, and so is Joy. I'm trying to think who else is on that. And that new redheaded chick, she's pretty liberal.
And Raven Simone as
Raven
well.
Raven Simone's very liberal.
so that's
yeah.
what I'm saying.
I don't know where Paula Ferris stands, but it could be interesting. But yeah, Candace Cameron, and I don't like her just because of her ideology and her, she's so, sure she's right about everything. I just don't like the bitch. But that's just me. But speaking of her, by the way, just as non sequitur here, I watched the Full House unauthorized thing. Yeah.
What was it?
Last night. Okay, I have a few things to say about it. First of all, Lifetime's production value sucks, okay? That's the first thing. And the reason is because they shot the whole thing, except for the scenes actually on the set of Full House. They shot the scenes in like real houses and places like that, which is fine. But this is 1985, 86, 87 when these, okay, and they started. They shot one of the scenes with Bob Saget in his house in 1986. And he's in this house with quartz countertops and these Viking ranges and really modern tile, like from today. I know this because of what I do for a living. Maybe it's just me that notices this shit. But I'm saying all this shit is like all of today. And it's supposed to be 1985.
Well, that's interesting that you say that, and it's funny because when the Whitney movie was on, I had said the same thing, because in the scene where her and Bobby were walking on Rodeo Drive in Beverly Hills, they walk right past the Tom Ford store.
Oh, it wasn't there
and
then.
It's supposed to be the 80s.
Oh, my God.
I'm like, Tom Ford is like 45 years old.
Oh, my God. Yeah. So I was just like, that's just annoying. That's the first thing. The second thing is that the acting wasn't exactly spectacular either. But and the script wasn't good. It wasn't great. It wasn't a great movie.
Lifetime.
But it's Lifetime, exactly. It's Lifetime. Did you see it, Jason, or not? You don't care. Or...
No, I didn't see it.
Yeah, okay. Did you watch Full House
like
when you were a kid or not?
Vaguely. I vaguely remember watching Full House.
You know,
I feel like
those...
maybe you were like a hair older.
I could have been.
What was
I really don't remember just like, you know, begging my mom to watch Full House, whatever night.
Well, I didn't either. I didn't beg.
He was too busy watching The Crosby Show.
Yeah, probably.
He said it, not me.
No, I did not say that.
He said that in the past.
Oh,
I was watching Mama's Family.
Oh, Mama's Family. I love Mama's Family. That reminded me of my family, believe it or not. That's the kind of family I grew up in. Mom's side. I spent the summers in East Texas when I was young, and that's exactly what East Texas is like. And my grandma was not like that, but anyway, yeah, that was a great show. I love that show.
I love it. Oh my God. I wish they would have that show on DVD, but
they don't.
They don't.
That's crazy. Mama's Family, really?
Yeah. Oh, I mean, as far as I know, I've searched around for it online. I haven't found any DVDs.
I would love to have that. I just love, my husband and I both love Mama's Family with Vicki Lawrence and everything. Oh my God.
Yes.
So funny.
Well, give Lifetime a year, and I'm sure they'll come out with an unauthorized
Mama's Family. where Vicki Lawrence and Carol Burnett go down. Yeah. Anyway. So there was also this video. Did you guys see this gay rejection video or not? With a guy. Did we talk about this already? No, I talked about this on my show. That's why I was like, this is deja vu. Did you see the gay rejection video or not?
I don't think so. What went down? What happened?
It's a comedy thing. And first of all, I post these things on here with links, and you guys need to be reading these things, bitches, first of all, so we can discuss them intelligently.
Yeah. Go ahead.
But anyway, it's on there, and the guy, he's going on there, and he's a new guy in a new building or whatever, and he comes up to the mailboxes, and he sees this other gay guy. He's like, hi, are you new here? He's like, yeah, I am. He's like, nice to see you. I haven't seen you around, blah, blah, blah. He's like, yeah, you too. And he's like, I'm not doing anything right now. You want to come up to my place? And he's like, oh, no, sorry. I'm just like completely not attracted to you at all. And the guy's like, oh, that's okay. No problem. Bye. And he goes up to his room and he closes the door, his apartment. And he starts sobbing like, oh, my God, I can't stand it. Oh, my God, he doesn't think I'm attractive. He thinks I'm hideous. Da, 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 da. And he goes on and on and on. At the very end of it, he says, oh, he checked me in on Instagram. You know, now he's happy again. My point of this whole thing is, have you ever been rejected by a gay guy, a guy that you liked or whatever?
Yeah.
And did you react in that way, or did you take it in, you know, on the chin? How did you react?
When I was rejected, I was just like, oh, okay, well, see you later. You know, I mean,
that's what the guy did in the video, but behind closed doors he was like, I'm ugly, people hate me, and blah blah blah. I mean,
no, I've never done that. I've never been like, you know, just, you know, collapse to my knees and just scream at the
That's
world.
Literally what happens in the video.
No, I haven't done anything like that. I understand that every guy that I'm interested in is not going to be interested in me. I get that.
Right.
But I've never been the type like, no. You know, I'm not that type of guy.
What about you, Christian?
Yeah. You know, there was only one instance that I can think of, and I kind of psyched myself out where I blew this guy up in my head. I was like, oh, he's, like, perfect. He's so handsome. Like, he's got a great job. Like, he's got his own house. Like, he's got everything going for him. You know what I mean? And mm-hmm. I, like, psyched myself out. So mm-hmm. then when we went on a date, it was, like, really awkward and weird. So then, like, I really liked him, but then, like, he was, like, wasn't feeling me. Mm-hmm. But I was, like, really liked him. But so he was too nice that he, like, couldn't tell me that he didn't like
me. Oh, that's even,
like,
worse.
Yeah, so I just...
But don't you think that... I mean, I've always thought it's worse if a guy is too nice where they won't be honest with you as opposed to just telling you, look, I'm not into you. Don't you think that's worse?
Well, right, but if it's the first date, I'm not going to, like...
Well, no, of course. Yeah. Well, I don't know.
I agree with what you're saying.
Yeah, I've certainly had my share when I was single of rejection. And I mean, I've been dating for a lot longer than y'all have been alive, probably, actually. But actually, so let me see. Actually, you guys are what? How old are you, Jason? 30?
I'm 32.
Okay, not as long as you. But and you're 22 or 24?
22.
So yeah, I've been dating since I was 15. So that means I've been dating longer than you've been alive. Yes. Anyway.
That is what that means.
I've had my fair share of rejections, but when I was younger, like your age, Christian, I had a lot. My self-esteem was far less developed than yours seemingly is. And as I grew older, I grew out of that. But I think when I was younger, I took it really hard. But as I got older, like when I was dating before I met my husband in my 30s and stuff, I was like, whatever. I just moved on next. You know, I was like, whatever. Right. Yeah. So I think it comes with age. I think as you age and you mature and you get more experience, I think you begin to really not give a shit. Or you're just like that from the beginning. I don't know. What about, did you, I'm afraid to ask, but anyway, did you see the video? there was this interesting article. This is something interesting. There was a straight white man who says he was the victim of a hate crime because, he actually was sitting in the park. I think it was in New York or somewhere, or in Toronto or something, and was sitting in the park, and he was straight. He was meditating or something. And some guy came up to him and he says, you know, you fags can't take over this park, the man says. And then he walks away talking about fags and stuff like that. And then thinking he was gone, he starts meditating again. And then this rock goes right past his head and hits this kid in front of him, meaning he was trying to hit him, obviously, in the head. And so he reports it to the police. And the police say, well, are you gay? And he says, no. And they say, well, if you were gay, we could report this as a hate crime. But because you're not, we can't. Now, what do you think about that? Do you think that it should be reported as a hate crime, even though he's not gay, or do you think it shouldn't be?
Yes. Absolutely.
I agree. Thank you. I mean...
Because the intention was the same.
Exactly. And he called him a faggot, even if he's not gay. Right. Thank you.
I agree.
The intention's the same. What does it matter if he's really gay or not?
I agree. What I mean? Yes, I do. And I agree.
And this kind of... I'm not surprised. I hear about... I mean, I don't hear, but I imagine these things happen all the time. I mean, if you look around, you see straight guys walking around with these little fucking bun ponytails on their heads. Like, you know what I mean? Like, guys are just becoming more flamboyant nowadays, and that's fine. If you're comfortable in your own sexuality and you feel cool to wear, you know, some printed camos and a ponytail on your head, that's awesome. You do that. Mm. But to people that don't think as liberally or aren't interested in style or whatever it may be, they would see that person and assume that they were gay because they cared about the way that they looked.
Right.
Exactly.
Or they're meditating in the park or whatever it is. So it doesn't surprise me. It's that whole, like, is he gay or European kind of thing.
Right. And so, like, I was thinking if someone were, I don't know, someone had dark hair, sort of darker features, which is not necessarily always the case, but they, and curly hair, and they looked kind of Jewish, but they weren't Jewish. And someone said, you know, Hitler, I don't know, whatever the fuck they say to Jews. Anyway, right. I hate Jews, whatever. And would that be a hate crime, even though they weren't Jewish? I'd say yes. And so I think it's just ridiculous. I think it has to apply to everyone across the board, not just gay people.
And I'm surprised that happened there because Vancouver is like a very gay friendly city.
Toronto, so. Exactly. I think, yeah.
I mean, excuse me, Toronto.
Yeah, so. Yeah. Well, it's Canada, but whatever.
Right.
I do think that's weird, but I just thought it was interesting that like a straight guy was bashed, but they were saying things about him, saying, oh, this guy is just his white privilege talking. He thinks he should be treated the way the rest of us should be treated, blah, blah, blah. And I think it has nothing to do with that. I think it has to do with being treated equally and fair. That's all I'm trying to say.
Exactly.
And then speaking of that, and like roles and gender roles and things like that, did you see the dad, the gay dad who, or not the gay dad, he's straight, sorry, the straight dad whose son wanted to trade in a toy and the toy was for a Barbie doll? And how he says, actually, I'll play it for you real quick. It's like a minute long. Here we go.
Cool, thanks.
Isaiah here had a birthday recently, and he received two presents that were exactly the same. So I said, let's go to the toy store, and we'll exchange one for something that you don't have. And this is what he chose. Now, how do you think a dad feels when his son wants to get this?
Yeah!
Yeah! That's how I feel. Right, Zuri? I let my boys choose their life. That's how Mama and I, you know, that's how we are, right? We just say whatever.
Yeah!
You say, yeah, choose it. Choose your expression. Choose what you're into. Choose your sexuality. Choose whatever. And you have my promise right now, both of you, as we sit in this car, this hot car in this parking lot, you have my promise forever to love you and accept you no matter what life you choose.
Yeah!
Anyway, so isn't that phenomenally great? Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah, it's those type of parents. Those are the ones that are, and I understand the reason he made the video and posted it is because those are the people that are opening eyes to the rest of society, young parents, showing them that it is okay to let your parent or to let your child choose a Barbie doll or a Cabbage Patch Kid or whatever they want.
Right.
Because those are the ones that are the pioneers, you know?
Well, and I think they're just open-minded people, which is how everyone should be. Yeah. And you have to accept
that's just the way we're becoming as a society, and that's great.
Yeah, and you have to accept your child as they are. You can't make them what they aren't, you know.
Agreed.
Yeah, I mean,
It's when he. It's funny. It made me laugh when he said he got two of the same thing because on. It was my birthday in third grade. I got two Jennifer Lopez CDs, so I had to take one.
Oh, poor thing.
Not gay at all.
Was it on the six? I don't know. I bet it was like on the
no,
six.
No, it was This Is Me Then.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah, anyway, God, you're young. Well, there was also an article, or actually there was, this is what you guys didn't hear about. It was the airline Twitter breakup. It was huge news on Twitter. It was trending at number one around the world on Twitter. And what it was this woman and her boyfriend were sitting, in a two-seater side of the airplane across from this other woman in the aisle. Across the aisle from her, and she heard them breaking up, and so she was tweeting out, and I want to ask your opinion on this, but she was tweeting out the entire, what they were saying, back and forth, as they were breaking up, and mm-hmm. she tweeted out their entire breakup and on Twitter, and you'd have to read it to understand and how interesting it was, but anyway, do you think that that's right for her to do that, or what? I mean, the woman was crying and saying things like, how could you do this to me? And, like, scream at the top of her lungs and in the plane. And the guy's like, this is a surprise to you? I mean, how is this a surprise to you? And, I mean
well, if they're being loud on the plane, I mean, they're in a public space.
You're in a plane. Everywhere is loud.
Right.
You're
right
next.
It echoes.
2 feet next to somebody. But I've actually seen things like this happen before on social media where people will be, like, on a patio at a dinner restaurant and somebody will be, like, live tweeting their conversation. But I think if it's on a plane, and there's that many people around.
Yeah, how you know, can you not
think
hear
about
it?
Your surroundings. If it's a private conversation, you want it to be private. You need to have it in private.
Mm-hmm. I mean, but do you? But you still think it's okay for her to actually tweet it out?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. I think that it's actually technically okay for her to do it. I don't think it's a very nice thing to do. Meaning, it's like if I were breaking up or something with my husband in public or something, which God forbid ever happened. But if I were doing that. I would certainly wouldn't want the whole fucking world to hear everything we were saying verbatim.
Right, but then you also have to remember, like...
But I wouldn't be doing it on a plane either. I wouldn't be doing it on a plane, right. So that's true, too.
From the person that's tweeting's perspective, this person who's tweeting doesn't know the couple. They don't know their names.
Does
the
she?
People that are reading this conversation, they don't know the names. It's all anonymous, so it's, I think...
Well, no, she took a picture. She took a picture and tweeted it.
Oh.
Yeah, of the two of them.
Okay. point then.
Well, I wouldn't have done all of that, but I would have tweeted it. I mean,
she tweeted, yeah. She took a picture and tweeted it, and she used names. She said, because one of the things, I mean, it's a funny thing. You should really look it up and read it. It's pretty funny. Right. It's sad to say it's funny, but it's funny. But she says, one of the things a girl says, something about, I don't know, Christina. I'm going to ask Christina to verify your story, corroborate your story, and blah, 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 blah. She's like, what the fuck is she talking about? Who's Christina? And so she's just like going on and on about it. But I mean, she does use their some names, and she does take their picture. So that's, you know.
This happened before. You remember this happened maybe, I want to say 2 years ago. I could be wrong. But this happened in New York. Remember when there was two guys on the subway, and one was talking about how they were either planning how to cheat on their wife, or they had slept with some other woman, and
no.
It was a woman that sat on the train and like took a picture and recorded and put it up on social media.
Oh,
or something
my God.
Like that. And
really?
She was talking about, if this is your husband, he's talking about cheating with another woman or something like that. You remember that? It happened like 2 years ago, I believe.
No,
yeah, I
don't.
But that happens every day nowadays with Vine and World Star Hip Hop. I mean, that's the type of videos that go viral nowadays. And that's, I mean, we all at the touch of our hand have a HD camera. So
especially with Periscope or something. Can you imagine if they Periscoped it, you know, and it's a video basically? Oh my God. That's just wrong. Last thing I want to talk about real quick before we move on is I sent a question, a little poll I wanted to give you guys about Matt Bomer. If you know who Matt Bomer is, right? Both of you?
No.
Name is ringing a strong bell.
Oh, my God. You guys are so young. He's not even old. But anyway, do you know who Dan Steele? You probably know the other one. Anyway, for those of you listening who actually know what a good-looking man is, Matt Bomer, you can look him up, Matt Bomer, B-O-M-E-R, and Dan Stevens, S-T-E-V-E-N-S. Okay, they're both actors. And Matt Bomer is gay, and he is like my celebrity crush. He has been for years, even before he was really famous. And he's from Dallas, actually from Texas, actually. And openly gay, whatever else. And he's been in a lot of shows. He's been in Magic Mike. He's going to play Montgomery Clift in a new movie. He's going to be in American Horror Story Hotel. He was on American Horror Story last season. As the prostitute. Okay. Anyway, him and then Dan Stevens, who was on.
He's not like an A-list actor, though. You can't get mad that I don't know him.
He is an A-list actor. He may not be like Tom Cruise,
he's an A-list actor.
Yes, he is.
He's like about to be.
Well, you mean in terms of like people knowing him or his income?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I mean, it's not a household name. It's not like Brad Pitt.
Right. That's true.
That's
true.
What I mean.
Okay, gotcha. Anyway, I wanted to see if you guys thought Matt Bomer or Dan Stevens were hotter. But since you don't know who either one is,
I'm looking it up. You said Dan Bomer is one, and who's the other one?
Matt Bomer.
And Matt Bomer. I'm on a totally wrong picture then. Hold on.
Yeah. Matt Bomer, B-O-M-E-R.
Right. Okay.
Dan Stevens.
Matt Bomer's like way more my type. Like dark features.
Yeah, he's hot.
But yeah. I remember him being like kind of short in American Horror Story.
He's not short. He's like 6 foot tall. Let me look him up, actually. Let's see how tall he is. Matt Bomer is 6 feet tall, yeah. Same height as I am.
I'm interested to see him in the new American Horror Story Hotel, though.
Yeah, he's going to have a bigger role this season, too.
Yeah,
so.
He has one of the lead roles. Mm-hmm. So that's why I say I think now in the next year he'll become more of a...
Well, I guess you're right. But, I mean, to me, I've always known who he is. So to me, he's always been, like, you know, in my head. But I guess y'all don't know who he was. So obviously he's not an A-list actor. But I love him to death. Did you look up Dan Stevens?
I looked up both.
Now, do you like either one of them? But Dan Stevens, don't go by his Wikipedia picture. That's a horrible picture.
Oh, hold on. if I had to go, okay, if I had to go for one or the other, I would go for Matt.
Woo, we're all in agreement.
He's not necessarily my type.
Mm-hmm.
Because he looks like a pretty boy. I personally am not
he's
a
like
big
a
fan.
He's like a typical white boy actor looking.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of pretty boys. But if I had to choose, if someone said this one versus this, I'd go with Matt.
Oh yeah, I would too. So yeah. Tell me, so that's who my celebrity crush is Matt Bomer. Now tell me each of you one guy who's your celebrity crush.
You go first, Jason.
I have a lot of celebrity crushes.
Well, you can only have one, so pick one.
You can only have one. Gun to your head, pick.
Yes.
He's a lot older, though, but...
It doesn't matter how old he is. Who?
Say it.
George Clooney.
Oh, yeah. He's gorgeous. Yes. A nice, hot fox. Yes, he is. Okay.
Yeah. I was going to say Shamar Moore, but I'm not in him anymore.
He's all right. I don't like his personality that much. George Clooney's hot. I get that totally, okay? What about you, Christian?
Oh my God, I'm so put on the spot right now. I'm trying really hard. gosh, somebody that just really floods my basement.
Floods your basement. Shit. That is just too fucking funny.
God, I'm trying to think of like big celebrities. You know who I actually thought was really good looking? I don't know his name, but he was on American Horror Story Freak Show last year. And he played the psychotic son that like murdered everybody.
Oh yeah, he's very good looking. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Gosh, I don't know his name, but yeah, he's handsome. If I think of somebody, I'll come back to you guys. But
my second one is Michael Ealy.
I'd marry. Oh, Michael Urie. I love Michael Urie. He's so cute.
He is a cute curly guy. Hair. Speaking of him, did you see the show?
He's not really my body type that I like, but just face wise, adorable.
Okay, speaking of him then, did you see the show is it Dennis O'Hare, by the way? Is that his name? No. What is his name? Look him up here. Hold on. Did you see the show with Michael Urie and with Randy Harrison from Queer as Folk? It came out last year called Such Good People.
Mm-mm.
Oh, no. You need to watch it. It's on...
network is it on?
You can get it on Amazon Prime or Netflix or whatever. It's not on Netflix. It's on Amazon Prime. But go on there and watch it. It's a really good movie. If you like him, you'll love that movie. Anyway.
I tweeted him on my birthday and he started. He gave me a fave.
Aw, aren't you special?
I know.
Peter...
Yes, C-list actor.
His name is Finn Wittrock, the guy you like on American Horror Story. He is gorgeous, by the way. He is gorgeous. Okay, so that's my little topics. Now, you actually had something you wanted to say about Kanye West receiving the MTV Vanguard Award, Jason.
Yeah, okay, so the VMAs is coming on this Sunday, I believe. I think it's this Sunday.
This is the one with Miley Cyrus, Sunday, right?
Yes, it's going to be good. Oh, it's going
to
be good.
Yeah, and Kanye West is set to receive the... Vanguard Achievement Award. I think I might have the title wrong. The technical.
No, that's right. The
Vanguard Award.
The Vanguard Music Video Creation of All Time Creator Award.
Exactly. So he's supposed to be getting this award, and here's the issue. Well, if he's getting the award, more power to him. But I feel like he's not going to be totally satisfied. And it's just because it's just Kanye. Because
it's Kanye.
Like then I feel like he's going to go on a rant. He's going to say some made up award.
He's going to say, why isn't this gold? Why? Or
like,
some shit.
I just feel like he's not going to be. I guarantee you, I can almost guarantee you the day or the same evening after he gets this award, he's going to complain about how MTV gave him some made up award and it's not an actual MTV award. And I can almost guarantee you it's going to happen.
Oh my God.
Okay, let me just defend MTV for 1 second. Mm-hmm. So they had started this award, I want to say three years ago, yes. And it was an award for an artist that was known for a really strong music videos and visuals because, you know, we've kind of lost that in society nowadays. We don't really focus so much on the music video anymore. And so
somebody is feedback.
Staticky.
Yeah. It's you, Christian. I think Christian's on Mars. I think he's on Mars. No, it sounds like you're on Mars or something. What did he say? Just finish the show?
No, he said just finish the show. No, fix your mic.
Fix your mic, bitch.
I don't know what's wrong. I'm on Mars, y'all.
Okay, well, anyway, I agree with you, Jason. I think that Kanye West is fucking... don't you think he has a screw loose...
Does he?
Yes.
I mean, he has
like it's a character.
He has a toolbox that has a few items missing. Like he's Kanye. Like okay, here's the thing about Kanye. I like his music, but I'm just not with his crazy ass antics.
Yeah.
Like he can do an interview, and it's like almost it's almost like he sounds intelligent, but another part is almost like it seems like he's going off. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's almost, he was like, well, you know, I'm God. I created this. And you know, you should be following me. And I'm like, what?
Like
sometimes when he does his interviews, I'm just like, what the fuck are you talking about?
It's like he has a God complex or like he's seriously narcissistic. And like,
he always compares himself to
a
God.
I'm not sure he's a sociopath, but he's definitely narcissistic.
He always compares himself to God. And he's like, It's just
the
weird.
Rock, like, says he's like the modern rock star.
And, right. And the way he talks when he does his interviews, it almost confuses me. Because it seems like he's just like jumping around and not really making a point.
Yeah, I mean, that's because in his mind, he's just saying whatever the fuck he thinks, and it's all like crazy fucking crazy bitch, you know, out there in his head.
He just recently did an interview, and I was confused as fuck when, like, the entire interview. I was like, I have no fucking idea what you're talking about.
That's so sad, and it's embarrassing that, I mean, the man is an embarrassment, and the fact that he's married to, what's her face? Kim Kardashian, right, is just... It's just so perfect. The both of them they deserve each other, in my opinion. I think they deserve each other.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, we can.
Yes, okay. We do.
What I was going to say was, when they first started this award 4 years ago, they gave it to Britney Spears first, and then Michael Jackson, and then last year was Beyonce, and then this year Kanye. But each time, the artist has been able to be a part of the creation of how they're presented the award. So obviously Britney Spears, they had a bunch of little girls put on her most iconic outfits and do a dance.
Oh, yeah.
Beyonce, she performed... that was her performance last
Madonna,
year.
Yeah.
So it's up to Kanye how he receives the award. And it's not really a made-up award. I hope he doesn't see it as a made-up award because it's been around the last 4 years. And when artists like Michael Jackson and...
It's named Beyonce, after Michael Jackson. It's the Michael Jackson Vanguard Award.
Right.
Yeah.
So
maybe he might not go off this time. But I...
Well, no, you know, okay, just as you said, Jason, you know he's going to go off on some tangent about some bullshit, about something.
It's
going to
be about something. Yes. I guarantee you. It's going to be about something.
He has this public platform and the whole fucking world watching him. You know he's going to go off on something.
He does. It seems like he does it almost every year.
What'd you say, Christian?
Do you think he's going to get booed?
I don't know.
He might possibly.
Who cares? I don't really even like him. I know you like him, but I'm like, whatever.
I mean, I wouldn't have chose him for this award. I don't think of any, besides Jesus Walks, I don't think of any strong Kanye videos after that.
Yeah.
So you don't even really respect him that much as an artist either.
Yeah, I saw him in concert once. It was okay.
It was okay.
I've never connected with him.
I've never connected with him either. But
I'm excited. I'm excited for the show because reportedly Miley's opening up with like a big drag show and she has a bunch of the girls from RuPaul's Drag Race on there.
She's going to be in male drag?
I we'll see. I mean, I don't know.
But that would be apropos considering what she's been saying lately about her being a boy in a girl's body. Didn't you read that?
I mean, hey, Oklahoma.
I'm going to have to dumb myself down a little bit. Okay. No, I'm kidding. I'm just kidding. It just means appropriate, like appropriate, you know, on the mark or whatever, and timely, because she is, she just said that about her being a 15-year-old boy stuck in a woman's body. And so that would be cool if she did something in drag, like male drag, or what's it called, drag king or something?
Drag king, yeah.
I think that would be like super iconic and something to remember to see Miley Cyrus and then a bunch of drag queens open the VMAs. Like, that'd be awesome.
That would be awesome. It would. When is it? Is it Sunday, you said?
It's Sunday, yes.
Sunday, okay. Now, now if you guys had to pick someone for the Vanguard Award this year, who would it be? Thinking back on music so far, it's only 8 months into the year, but still. I don't know who I would pick. Let me think.
If we were judging off of like the most iconic music video this year, I'd give it to Rihanna because I'm not a huge Rihanna fan. I'll just say that I'm not Navy, but the Bitch Better Have My Money video was incredible.
Yeah, it was good. It was very good. You're right.
Yeah, I would have to say Rihanna. I really can't think of anyone else that came out with like an outstanding video.
And Rihanna's come out with strong videos through the last. The few years, and that's what the award is really about, strong iconic videos through your career,
right?
So. Yeah,
so it's more like it's not just this year, it's really throughout her career. I see. Exactly. Okay,
but the whole I'm not gonna stay on this Kanye thing too much longer, but
that's okay.
It seems like every year when he's at the VMAs he does something or says something every fucking year. So I'm just like, he's going to say something.
Do you think he's...
He's going to say something, do some stupid shit, and it's going to be all over the social media, and I'm just going to be like, dude, I'm so done with you.
Do you think he's really crazy, or it's all an act? I think he's really crazy, but what do you think?
He hasn't been the same since his mom passed away.
I know, that's right. It was like, what, 4 or 5 years ago, right?
Yeah. Ever since his mom passed away, he's just... he just, because I've always heard, like, when people's parents pass away, especially if you're really, really close to them, they either become, like, just, like, very reserved and they don't do much, or they become, or they go, like, buck fucking wild and just lose it and just...
Well, and given the fact that his mom died for such a vain reason in plastic surgery.
Yeah, it was a surgery.
Yeah, that's right.
Fun fact that she's actually buried about 10 minutes from where I grew up in Oklahoma.
Oklahoma? Oh, you're from Oklahoma. Yeah. I forgot you're from Oklahoma.
She's buried in Oklahoma?
That's given the education part of it. yeah, she grew up in Oklahoma.
Is that where he's from or that's just her?
Kanye's from Chicago.
A lot of family in Oklahoma, yeah. Interesting. It was a big deal when she passed away and all the celebrities came to Oklahoma for the funeral, and yeah.
Oklahoma. You know, Oklahoma, just quickly before we get on the next topic, let me say something about Oklahoma. Oklahoma is interesting to me. I've been there three times in my life, and I have never felt safe there. Always felt like I'm out of place.
And, well, I survived for 18 years.
So yeah, and I'm surprised. I started to say, I don't know how you would have survived. I don't know how you survived that place. I thought Texas was bad. And basically, Oklahoma to me, from my personal experience, is like, it's like East Texas in a whole state. It's like East Texas in a state. So it's like a bunch of, like, not everybody, obviously, but generally just very down-home people, which is fine. I like that. But they're very conservative and religious and right-winged and all that stuff. So how did you fare there in Oklahoma?
We don't have a lot of time left.
No, just give me a snippet. Just a snippet.
I mean, it was hard. I mean, it was really hard. Even in modern society of the last 10 years, it was extremely hard. And I dealt with a lot of stuff growing up, a lot of adversity, a lot of bullying. And I understand most gay kids go through that, but it was severe. I was the only gay kid, pretty much. There was one in a senior class when I was a freshman, but that was really it. I grew up there my whole life, from kindergarten and I was born there, so from the time I was born until I moved to Dallas when I was 19, it was extremely hard. There's a little bit of a gay culture there. There's actually a gay teen club there, which a lot of people don't realize, and I got a lot of I learned a lot about myself at a super young age, at like 15, 16, 17, because I would go out to the gay teen club every weekend.
Yeah.
And you'd just be around people that were like me, that all lived in small towns, and we all kind of met in the middle and went to this gay tea club on the weekend. So I feel like I learned a lot about myself earlier than people my age because of that. And I feel like now I have more street smarts than people that grew up in a city.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like I'm more driven. I feel like I'm more ambitious, and I feel like I see things through a different perspective because I didn't grow up with a lot.
Right.
So
well, that's good.
Now that I'm older, looking back on it, I'm thankful that I because I want to work harder. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I have that drive. And a lot of people my age that I find that grew up around here in big city areas don't typically have that.
Well, I grew up in Dallas and I have it. So whatever, bitch.
Well, yeah. I mean, obviously some people
I'm just joking.
And a lot of people I grew up with still live back at home. There's people my age that have kids going into kindergarten.
Yeah. And that's what I'm saying. It's like a certain way of life there.
Yeah.
And that's like that so here.
Not everybody's like that either.
No, but I mean, I know my husband's family, not the ones I know mostly, but his nieces and nephews, some of them, like, they have had kids at like 17, 18, 19 years old. I'm like, why are you in such a fucking hurry? I mean, why? It's like an epidemic. People want to have kids so early. I don't get that, but whatever.
Yeah, the town I grew up in had the highest pregnancy rate in the state.
I believe it. And like...
Yeah, and meth is really bad there.
Yeah, so nothing else to do, right?
Not really. But go to Sonic and, you know, hang out in the parking lot.
What about you, Jason? You grew up in Dallas or where?
I grew up Florida. In Memphis.
Where?
Memphis.
Memphis. That's right. I forgot Memphis. What was Memphis like?
I was too busy trying to dodge bullets because, you know, Memphis is the home of the first 48. So, you know, my parents were just like, you're not going outside after dark. let me throw my little disclaimer out there. First of all, I'm not saying that the entire city of Memphis is bad, but it's pretty damn close.
No, but Memphis is known for
art. Yeah, I'm not saying that every nook and cranny in Memphis is bad, but it's close. So, but no, it was just one of those things to where, don't know. Growing up for me, I went to a high school where there was only like a handful of. I went to a predominantly white school, and it was only like a handful of gay kids.
Right.
And I happened to be one of those few gay kids, so I mainly just hung out with them. I mean, with the exception of, you know, a few straight girls or whatever the case may be, but really, in high school, I really didn't associate with myself with that many people. And then, you know, a few years ago when I got my class reunion request, because everyone's on Facebook now, and they're like, "Oh, we should get back together. We were kids back then," and yada, yada. I'm like, "I don't want to see any bitches.
That's right. I haven't talked to you in 10 years. I'm not.
I don't want
to
see any. I don't want to see any of you guys. Oh, whatever case may be." I was like, we didn't have anything to talk about then. So what are we gonna talk about now? You know what I mean?
I do.
So yeah, I'm just like, But yeah, just to answer your question, I was too busy dodging bullets. So
that's horrible. That's horrible. I see. You didn't ever like play outside or anything very much. It was always like inside when you were
I mean, I
little.
Did, but my parents were like,
"Stay, get inside at dark or whatever."
Yeah, so like, soon as the street lights, come on, come in. You know,
oh,
what I'm
my
talking
goodness.
So,
yeah, I would roam the streets at night, and we'd be gone for all
I
night.
I would not dare to go to Memphis. I wouldn't dare roam the streets in Memphis, the city of Memphis.
Yeah,
no.
Wow.
And so the people that do, God bless you, because I don't understand how y'all are able to walk out there and hear gunshots going off every hour.
Oh my God. That's crazy.
But you know, actually, come to think of it, Memphis was just ranked number 3 for most dangerous cities. Last year it was number 7 and it went up to number 3.
I was going to say, I actually looked that up yesterday, the day before, because I was reading about most dangerous cities in the world. And then I read about U.S. and the ones that represented in the world were St. Louis and Memphis.
Wow.
Yeah, St. Louis, Detroit, and Memphis.
Well, I knew Detroit. I mean, we all know Detroit, but wow, I didn't know Memphis and St. Louis. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, okay, interesting. I did want to say something, or you did want to say something also about True TV's Impractical Jokers.
This is just a personal rant. I mean, this is just something that I just want to rant about.
Okay.
So there's a show on True TV called Impractical Jokers.
Mm-hmm.
And first of all, let me say, I don't watch the show.
What is it, first of all?
It's mainly a group of their friends, a group of four guys. They're friends. They're from Staten Island. And I guess they grew up together and went to school together and just became good friends over the years, like best friends, I'm assuming.
Mm-hmm.
And so they came out with this show where they do, like, you know, joke, you know, like it's a hidden camera TV kind
right.
of show. And they just, you know, play these pranks on people and they wear these little earpieces and they tell one person to do something else and be like, you know, go over there and, you know, stretch in front of this lady and, you know, tell her that, you know, I don't know, it's a wonderful day or some shit. I don't know, something like that. And, you know, and I first of all, I didn't watch the show because it really didn't appeal to me. And then second of all, I'm like, this is just a copycat version of shit that other TV shows have done over the past.
Mm-hmm.
So I was just like, okay. Then I get on Facebook Monday night, last night, and they were trending. And I'm like, why is Impractical Jokers trending? They don't really do shit.
Yeah.
So it turns out that they are doing some kind of tightrope walk thing on some skyscraper in New York City live for the hell of it.
They are? These guys are?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's all over the internet. And I'm just thinking to myself, first of all, I was like, why? And then second, I was just like, okay, clearly this is for ratings. I'm like, I don't know if their ratings have dropped over the year or two they've been on TV or whatever the case may be. So I was like, I'm assuming it's just a ratings grabber, but I'm thinking to myself, why would you go from just doing jokes on people to walking a tightrope
so
50 feet in 50 stories above ground just for
so that they can trend on Twitter? That's why.
Maybe that's what it is. And I was thinking to myself, I was like, you know, why would you do that? But hey, I hope no one cracks.
So that bothers you because you just think they're just doing it to get ratings, or?
No, it doesn't bother. I don't want to say that it bothers me. I was just kind of like, it's like a question mark in my head. Like, okay, you guys are known for doing jokes, and you know, pranking people and that type of thing. And then all of a sudden, I just felt like it was like
selling out, or
no, not selling out. I just felt like it was kind of like,
a cry for attention, maybe? Yeah. I don't know.
Well, but, you know, that's the thing. These days, though, that's what shows and people. It's one of the things I've realized and recognized. It's a generational thing, I guess. I don't know. But it's, I mean, not that this hasn't always been an issue, but people today will do anything they can, anything to get attention on TV, on Twitter, on Facebook, on whatever. And so this doesn't surprise me at all. I mean, but to walk across a fucking tightrope between two buildings in the fucking sky, I don't think so.
I don't know what it's all about. I mean, more power to them. I mean, hopefully none of them cracks their head on the pavement. But I'm just like, hey, go for it, I guess. I mean, good luck. I won't be watching. And no offense to anyone that does watch Impractical Jokers, but...
Never heard of it, so I won't be watching it anyway.
Yeah.
Sorry.
And I still ain't gonna watch it.
Yes. All right, well, anything else before we get everybody? We got 3 minutes left. Anything else you want to say?
Well, I don't know. Have you guys seen that video? It's a viral video, and they ask the girl, they're like, how many stars and stripes are on the flag? And she's like, well, there are 13 colonies and 50 stripes, so minus 13 minus 50 is 47. Have y'all seen that video?
No.
No. I'm like, okay. Well, it's a series that World Star Hip Hop does, and they interview people in, like, sketchy neighborhoods, and they just ask them, like, basic history questions and then just, like, funny questions.
Yeah.
And they released a new one today. It's so funny. I'll post it on our page.
Okay.
They say, you know, how do you spell yes? And everyone's like, oh, Y-E-S. And they're like, okay, well, if yes starts with, is pronounced yes, but if you put an E before yes, how do you pronounce it?
Yes? I don't know.
How do you pronounce that?
Yes.
Yes?
Yes? Yes?
No, dumbass.
Yes?
E-Y-E-S.
Oh, fuck. I am a dumbass.
It's so funny. I am a fucking dumbass.
It's hilarious.
It's hilarious. It is so funny. So, yes, closing out the show. I'll post that on our page. It's hysterical. It's like 13 minutes of, like, sheer hilarity. There's a little bit of swearing, but
I can't believe I fell for that. Jesus Christ.
And then one of the guys, he goes, tell us your name and occupation. He goes, what an occupation? What's
that? Oh, no.
It's so.
You have to post it. I want to watch this.
Funny. It is so funny.
Okay. Post it. By the way, if you want to check out Christian, you can follow him at
any social media at Christian Craven. And then my blog is ChristianAlexanderFashion.com. And I just updated all the men's and women's boutiques. So there's lots of clothing and cute little fall fashions in there. So go get your life.
And Jason?
I am on Twitter. My name is Jason B. Like, it's Jason underscore B B E underscore like. Oh, and I'm going to just throw in one something. I'm just going to be very, very quick.
Sure.
So the girl that was at Dollar General talking about when she saw the gay guy walk in and she found out that he was gay and talking about he was such a waste. I'm like, bitch, someone's going to compliment. Someone's going to benefit from it. It just ain't going to be you. That's all I have to say.
Okay, then. Well. All
right.
And I'm Donovan, and you can find me at offlimitsshow.com and also Twitter, Facebook, etc., blah, 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 blah. So we'll be back next week with more hot topics here on Gay XYZ, and we'll see you then. Goodbye, everybody.
Bye. Bye.